is that famous encounter between Yaakov and Esav. Rashi tells us that all the mothers came before their sons. But when it came to Rachel, Yosef came first, because he said, "My mother is beautiful. Maybe this evil person will lay his eyes on her, and therefore I will stand in front of her and prevent him from looking at her." And says Rashi, the reward of Yosef was to be blessed with a Ali Ayin, to have an Ayin Toiv on him. So Rabbi Fran, he asked the following question. He says, Yosef was a young child, probably about 6 years old, and definitely not tall enough to block Rachel from being able to be seen from Esav. At best, maybe Yosef came up to his mother's hip. And what did he accomplish? Esav was still, at the end of the day, been able to see Rachel. And yet we see that he has this big bracha of Ayin Toiv. Says Rabbi Frand that the answer is a fundamental principle within Yiddishkeit. There are many situations where it's impossible to achieve perfection, but this doesn't mean one shouldn't try at all. We don't believe in it's all or nothing. We believe at least try. And therefore Yosef's attitude was, I might not be able to accomplish everything. And it might only be for a minute or two, but at least I'm doing something. At least a partial blocking. That's also in itself worth it. And that's the lesson, Yosef HaTzadik. Doing something is better than doing nothing. And this really, when it comes to Chanukah, we learn this lesson in the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that the way a person is supposed to light the menorah is 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. Whereas Beis Hillel holds is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Beis Hillel is Olam Hazeh. Beis Shammai is bold. It comes out in a blaze. Beis Shammai is the clarity of this huge light. That's Olam Haba, when everything is clear, when everything is you'll be able to see Hashem and be able to see clearly the power of our neshamas. But in this world, we live in a world of Beis Hillel, which is 1, 2. In the Golas, it's slowly. It's something small, it's something tiny. And Beis Hillel is teaching us, like in this world where we're bashed from all sides and it's so challenging, the world that we live in, is start with something small. Chanukah is a window of opportunity to realize that all Hashem asks of us is realize that start with something small. What's your candle? To find my cup of oil and think maybe I can. Maybe there's something that I thought I can't to maybe I can. And it doesn't have to be something huge. All it asks of us is to try something. It doesn't need to start in a place of glory. Beis Hillel says start with something small. That's the avodah of Bayomim Bahim Bazman Hazeh. They, the Chashmonaim, they said that tiny candle, is it worth lighting? It's only going to last for one day. Should we still light it? And they lit it. It was able to light for 8 days. Hashem says, Bizman Hazeh, what's your miracle? Don't be afraid to try. It might be something small, but that small can turn into something great. Good Shabbos.